Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and tonight's conversation is with Melissa Allen, Assistant Secretary for Administration at the U.S. Department of Transportation. Well, in the last segment, we talked a lot about your career. I'm wondering which positions or challenges provided you the best opportunity to develop as a leader?
I think probably starting with the Manpower Action Council, where I had to all of a sudden learn what it was like to lead a team of people. And then maybe jumping over to the work that I did with the President's Council on Integrity and Efficiency. And I also helped establish the President's Council on Management Improvement during the Reagan administration. And that was the first opportunity I had to work with presidential appointees. They were all assistant secretaries for administration or the inspectors general, to get them to learn to collaborate. And that really was, I don't know that I was the leader, but I was the pusher. And it was a challenge to me to learn how to get people to actually talk to one another and to agree with one another where there were points of agreement. When I came to the Department of Transportation, my biggest challenge was creating for then Secretary Elizabeth Dole the drug testing program for federal employees. We were the first department to start drug testing, and it was my responsibility both to create the program and then to explain it to our employees. And that really put me in a position of having to be able to understand how employees felt about contentious issues like drug testing. So those things have sort of helped form my idea of how people should work together.
As all of our listeners know, we're now in the middle of a presidential election. In November, we'll start the famous presidential transition period. Can you tell us about the activities the Department of Transportation is now undertaking to ensure a smooth transition?
I can certainly tell you about the ones that I'm involved in. I'm part of what the Secretary refers to as his senior leadership team. Mostly political appointees who report to him directly. And back in August, we started having a conversation about the importance of the career leadership of the department during the transition. So at the Secretary's behest, I've convened two focus groups. One is of those individuals who, by dint of their appointment, like the Commandant of the Coast Guard or Administrator Jane Garvey over at the FAA, in fact, will still be around after the inauguration, or people like myself who are in senior career positions who you assume will be around after the transition. And I've brought them together to start talking about the big issues of the process of transition. You know, what are the difficult things that have to happen during a transition in terms of the administrative process. And then the second focus group is probably 40 career people at the senior 15 and SES level that we've brought together to talk about what they want to see in terms of the management of the department either continue or go away, and then how do we create the picture, basically, for whoever the incoming president is, of the benefits of collaboration or teamwork or the way we're organized or the way we work in groups, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm hoping over the next couple of months with those two focus groups to come up with a series of maybe papers, maybe they're discussion points for the whoever the incoming transition team is to talk to them about the department.
You mentioned two groups in your answer. One, the political appointees who probably will not be around in the next administration, and the career civil servants who probably will, and they have an important role in the transition. I wonder if you could talk about the role and just some of the advice you'd give to career civil servants dealing with the transition.
I think the first thing to recognize is that change, particularly a significant change like this, is always fairly nerve-wracking. I mean, you worry about things. We've established 8 years of relationships with the current political people. We understand their foibles. They understand our foibles and preferences and how we interact. And I think that it's important that career people recognize that this is going to be a relatively nervous time. But if they go back to their bedrock, as I'm trying to do, but I'm here for public service, and I know I can do a good job, and I know that what I'm doing in terms of the way I'm doing things is the right way, then I think that no matter who wins in November, we can create the type of loyal civil service that has always been envisioned, and that is that we work for whichever party is in power.
I understand you've now participated in several presidential transitions, and I'm curious about a lesson learned about what were the characteristics of the most successful transition.
The most successful transition was probably characterized by the outgoing team saying that we will be nice to the incoming team. Sort of setting the mode that we aren't going to either get everything done that we haven't gotten done in the past 4 years or 8 years or however many years it was, or, you know, that we will burn all the bridges and leave the dust to the incoming people. And in terms of the career civil service, that helps because then the relationship is a lot smoother in terms of the transition. It's not, you know, who are you loyal to during the period between November and January.
Do the transition periods always begin this early? You said you started in August.
My experience is no, that we probably are thinking a lot more about the process of transition this time than we have in the past. And we probably won't get around to policy papers till actually about election time. But we really are, and a lot of agencies around town are apparently doing this, beginning to focus on what are the things that we've done organizationally or in the way we work with the American people or with the Congress that we either want to improve on or that we think are good and that we need to maintain.
Is it a stressful period, more or less stressful in this?
As I think I said before, it has to be stressful because it is a major change. I mean, people... You've become good friends with people over an eight-year period, you know, the people you work with, and you've become very used to them. And this is going to be whoever comes in, it's going to be a significant change. On the other hand, it's really not threatening. It's just a level of stress, a level of unknown that I think creates the stress.
And people, I think, have the perception that during a transition, a department will stop while things get organized to start again. How much really stops?
I don't think anything really stops. I think the government keeps on going. There are things, operational things that happen every day and will continue to happen. There are policy decisions that will continue to need to be made. And I think that the leadership in the career civil service knows enough and has enough experience to be able to step forward and help make those decisions when they're called upon to do so.
Great. And it's time for a break. We'll be right back with more of the Business of Government Hour.